Hello.
Hi, Gray. We are conducting a survey to better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research, so all your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Okay? So in thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you and 10 means it's very important to you. So student loan debt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2.
Okay. K-12 education?
10.
All right. Abortion rights?
0.
Okay. Racism and discrimination?
Maybe a 2.
Okay. Criminal justice reform?
Criminal justice reform?
Mm-hmm.
2.
Okay. Climate change?
0.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Reproductive freedom?
0.
Democracy?
Democracy? That's important.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Okay. Voting rights?
5.
Okay. Jobs and wages?
10.
Yeah, maybe 11. Crime and violence?
10.
Okay. Immigration?
10.
Healthcare?
6.
6. Okay. All right. And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes, you know, something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10? Again,
10.
0. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No,
I'll
no,
definitely
no.
Vote.
Yeah. All right. And what is your race?
I'm black.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. All right. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Oh, male.
Okay. And what is your year of birth?
1964.
Okay. Sound like a young chap. Enjoying. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Grad school.
Okay.
It's a master's degree. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's... Okay. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Again, on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means no power at all, and 10 means a lot of power.
I've got an 8.
Okay. All right. And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matters most to your community? Again, scale of 0 to 10.
If you're informed, at 10.
Okay. All right. So please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel either warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Okay. So, Tim Walz?
Maybe a 4.
Okay. Brian Kemp?
I like him. About an 8.
Okay. John Ossoff? I'm hoping I pronounced that correctly.
Yes, a senator. About a 4.
4. Okay. Brad Raffensperger? Brad Raffensperger. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Seven.
Seven. Okay. And Andre Dickens?
Oh, God, I like our mayor. I'll give him a seven also.
Seven. Okay. Raphael Warnock?
Four.
Four. Okay. J.D. Vance?
Give it nine.
Nine. All right. Okay, so we are 45% complete on the survey. I appreciate your time. I know you probably, you know, got things to do, but your opinion matters. So I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would it be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Joel Stein, or are you undecided or you do not plan to vote?
It'd be Trump.
Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
Okay. All right. So for whom did you vote in the 2020 election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Was it Trump? Okay. All right, so thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse.
Okay. All right. So some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that people who vote can't... So some people say that no matter... who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. So in your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, or a moderate difference, or a big difference?
Big difference.
A big difference.
Especially on the local level.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country. Again, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. Okay, so black voters?
Oh, my gosh. So zero means that they did not help out.
They did not prevent progress. And then 5 would be not sure, and 10 would be certainly prevented progress.
They certainly prevented progress. Unfortunately, I'd give it a 10. We definitely,
okay.
Prevented progress.
All right. Okay. And Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Okay. Your local mayor?
So zero means he was helpful, correct? So
yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
So zero would be certainly did not prevent progress.
He did not he definitely did not prevent progress. So not give him a zero. He's pretty good.
Okay. All right. And Vice President Harris?
Give her 8.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery?
Well, the recovery was horrible, so that's an out of 10.
10. Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
5.
5. Okay. All right. Appreciate your time. Again, we are currently on 81% complete of the survey. So below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. So after each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means the policy would not motivate you to vote at all, okay? So because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all offices when state prosecutors failed federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. So 0 would be would not motivate you to vote at all. 5, not sure. 10 would strongly motivate you.
5.
Okay. I think I need glasses. Okay, so because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. So this change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. On a scale of 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. So Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential, and we continue the path to future progress.
Zero for me in that one.
Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. So this policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
7.
Okay. All right. So because we demanded funds for the HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 million in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. So over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid.
5.
Okay. All right. And we are on 82%. So thank you so much for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. I mean, some people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer based on how you feel right now. Okay? So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? On a scale of 0 to 10.
About an 8.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matters most to your community?
I have a lot of power, but about an 8. I'd say an 8.
Okay.
Yeah, 8. All right. I'll go with 8.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Worse. Financially, definitely.
Okay. All right. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Gay.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
All right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right. And we are 93%. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republic, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican. Well, you know, Independent.
Okay. All right. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
More towards the right, to the Republican Party. Lean more towards the Republican Party.
Okay, all right. And how would you describe your employment status? Would it be full-time, part-time?
Part-time.
Okay, all right. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $150,000.
150. Okay. All right, and that concludes our survey. I honestly appreciate your time. I know it took so much of your time, but you went right up till the end. So your opinion matters, and I hope you have a lovely day further.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.